This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Authorities in Baltimore are still searching the river where a major interstate bridge collapsed yesterday before dawn. Six construction workers thought to be on the bridge when it fell are now presumed to have died. Two people survived the plunge, although one was badly injured. The bridge collapse has closed the port of Baltimore to vessels. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the timeline to reopen the port remains unclear.
The container ship lost power before crashing into one of the main supports of the bridge. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman says he disagrees with some assessments that it could take months to reopen the port.
I can't imagine why that would be, because the ships can get through that channel once they've removed the obstacles. So the port itself has not been affected. So fingers crossed, you know, trade can resume and ships that are on the inside can get out, ships can get in.
Many economists say the closure is likely to reconfigure the supply chain temporarily, forcing cargo ships to be diverted to other ports along the East Coast. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
NBC has dismissed its new political contributor, the former head of the Republican National Committee. Ronna McDaniel was let go after about a week. There were strong denunciations of her hire by NBC journalists. NPR's David Folkenflik says they objected in two ways to McDaniel's hiring.
There was the sense that here was a person who had been unrepentant during her time over the Republican National Committee in blasting the press and deeming it illegitimate. And also that she had been personally involved in Trump's efforts to convince key Michigan county-level elections officials not to approve what had been voted in favor of President Joe Biden.
NPR's David Folkenflik reporting. A federal appeals court in Atlanta will hear arguments today in the case of three white men. They were convicted of federal hate crimes in the killing of black jogger Ahmaud Arbery in 2020. They were also convicted of state murder charges. From member station WABE, Shemaine Cruz prepared this report.
Arbery was chased and gunned down while jogging in a neighborhood in South Georgia by father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan. Bryan's lawyer says his conviction should be overturned because his history of making racist comments does not prove he targeted Arbery because he was black. Bryan and Greg McMichael's attorneys claim they chased Arbery thinking he was a criminal. Meanwhile, Travis McMichael's lawyer is appealing on a technicality over whether or not the killing happened on a public street. The Georgia NAACP is expected to hold a rally for Arbery after the court hearing. For NPR News, I'm Shemaine Cruz in Atlanta.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A federal appeals court ruled late last night that a Texas immigration law must remain on hold while the court considers its legality. The court has set a hearing a week from today. The law allows Texas local officials to arrest migrants suspected to be in the U.S. illegally and to have them deported. Opponents say only federal officers can do this. Sculptor Richard Serra died yesterday at his home in Long Island, New York. He had pneumonia and was 85 years old. Serra's massive flowing steel works were displayed in public spaces, museums, and galleries around the world. Jeff London reports.
Born in San Francisco, Richard Serra's father was a pipe fitter in a shipyard, and Serra spent his summers working in Bay Area steel mills. It served him well because after experimenting with various materials, from lead to fiberglass, Serra began working with coiled, rusted steel. His sculptures were mammoth and varied in shape. Many were curved, many were spirals, which invited art lovers to go inside their labyrinthian interiors. Not everyone loved his work. His famous tilted arc outside a federal building in New York City caused an immediate controversy and ultimately was removed. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named his vice presidential running mate. He's tapped wealthy California attorney and tech expert Nicole Shanahan. She was formerly married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin. Kennedy is known for opposing vaccines and promoting several false conspiracy theories. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.